Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show.
Is it just me, or are football injuries on the rise this year? That long-running television show, MASH, was short for the phrase Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. That situation comedy featured a team of medical doctors and their support staff who utilized humor to offset a high-stress working environment during the Korean War years of the early 1950s. Whether you've been playing in a fantasy football league like me or just following professional and college football, it seems like many football teams and our favorite players are going down with injuries early this year. How the New Orleans Saints have gone from 2-0 to 2-5 in 5 easy lessons. The first two games of the 2024 football season, the New Orleans Saints pounded the pitiful Carolina Panthers 47-10 and then went to Dallas and clobbered the Cowboys 44-19.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak was all but assured to be made a king in one of those Mardi Gras parades. His game plans were creative and included all of the pieces of a very talented New Orleans offensive unit. And the defenses were confused while the Saints' punter's leg was just falling asleep on the sidelines from a lack of movement those first two games. Gleeful Saints fans, including me, were once again exclaiming, "Who dat say they gonna beat them Saints?" And why not? At 2-0, the New Orleans Saints were looking like a legitimate threat to have a chance to host this February Super Bowl game in their very own Superdome. That is, until the injury bug became an epidemic in the Crescent City. In game number 3 at home against Philadelphia, the Saints lost versatile tight end, quarterback, running back, whatever you want to call him, Taysom Hill prior to the game. Pro Bowl offensive center and their team captain Eric Hill also injured his groin early in that Philadelphia game. Now, Eric Hill's injury required surgery, and he's currently on injured reserve. But since then, the injuries for the Saints have continued to grow. Quarterback Derek Carr, who was finally looking like a keeper this year, went down with an oblique injury, and he hasn't played a game since. The New Orleans Saints have now lost 5 straight games to drop to 2-5 as their starters continue to show up on the NFL's weekly injury reports. Including this week, Saints running back Alvin Kamara, who is already playing with injured ribs every week, told the reporters that he's been participating in the last 2 games with a broken hand as well. He said this week, quote, "The reality of this league is nobody is 100%. If you're 100%, you might be Superman or something and need a drug test. Nobody is 100% in this league, so it's a race every week to get back out there. As long as I feel like I can protect myself on the field, I'm going to go." The NFL's midweek injury report this week for all 32 NFL teams features 3 primary categories. Remember that the NFL allows teams to dress out just 53 players on their weekly roster, with another 17 remaining in reserve on the team's practice squad. They have injury designations like this. The questionable injury classification means that a player's injury is severe enough to be considered a toss-up as to whether he'll play in the next game. It might be a game day decision. Then if you see the word out, that player's injury is so severe that he will not participate in the upcoming game. Something like a severely sprained ankle for a running back might place him into that category. And then you get to injured reserve. That designation means that the player is injured so badly that his team is permitted to replace him for several weeks with someone moved up from the team's practice squad. But any player moved onto the injured reserve list must miss a minimum of 4 games. Now, once the player has been cleared to return to practice, he then has 21 days to either rejoin the active 53-man roster or be placed on a season-ending injured reserve list. And at that time, that player could be released or traded.
Sell, sell, sell!
So let's take a look at the injury report this week around the NFL. If you go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com, you'll see the complete list of all 32 teams for this week, week number 8. There are 5 teams which had 20 or more players dealing with some degree of injuries. That's nearly 40% of those teams' primary players. Does it come as a surprise to you that four of those five teams are struggling on the field? It's Carolina, 1-6, Miami, 2-4, who are leading the walking wounded list with 24 injured players for this week. The New Orleans Saints at 2-5, San Francisco, 3-5, and Pittsburgh at 5-2 have 21 injured team members apiece. Now, if we move to the other end of the injury spectrum, the 5-2 Minnesota Vikings and 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals had the fewest reported injuries this week with just 9 players on that designation. And close behind with only 10 injuries in week number 8 were the 6-0 Kansas City Chiefs and 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles. So it's not a secret that the NFL teams with the top records generally have the fewest key injuries during any particular season. Football injuries to the head, though, are making the news this week. Did you notice? Though other professional team sports must deal with key injuries, nothing comes close to the collision sport of football. In particular, concussions can lead to extremely damaging long-term effects for players. A few days ago, college football senior quarterback Grayson McCall, who formerly played at Coastal Carolina and is playing his final season with North Carolina State this year, surprised the sports world by announcing his immediate retirement from football. He was considered a top NFL quarterback prospect prior to this year, but he suffered several concussions during his 4 years of playing college football. And after being carted off the field again in September to yet another serious concussion, Grayson McCall is heeding the advice of his doctors and family and has ended his playing days. He's grateful for the opportunities to have played football, but he also wants to pursue his new goal of a coaching career once he completes his academic coursework. Good for him. But then there's the story of Tua. On the other side of that concussion spectrum, we have the worrisome case of Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Now, after suffering multiple concussions during his first few seasons in the NFL, the former University of Alabama quarterback had yet another serious head injury during week number 2 in September of this year. If you were wondering if Tua has given much consideration of retiring from professional football after multiple serious concussions, he provided a rather surprising answer this week. He said, quote, "I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. This is what makes me happy, and I'm going to do it." So this Sunday, the Miami quarterback confirmed that he has been cleared by the doctors to play in the Dolphins game against the Arizona Cardinals. He also told the press that he will not wear a guardian cap, which is an additional layer of head protection recently developed over the top of your helmet. And in case you might have been wondering, Tua's current contract with the Miami Dolphins provided $167 million in guaranteed money.
Excellent.
And yes, he is married with 2 young children. So the NFL says everything is just fine. In fact, there are fewer concussions today than there were several years ago. The popularity of the NFL has produced many of the most valuable sports franchises in America, and the owners of those valuable franchises have a vested interest in trying to keep their highly paid players very healthy and continuing their successful television relationship with millions of fans every weekend. In an effort to combat the negative PR associated with these serious football injuries, the NFL has become more proactive in gathering data about that subject during the past decade. Since the league does its own research, it's not a surprise that the NFL says that some major injuries have been on the decline in the past decade. The NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, said that concussion numbers during 2023 remain nearly the same when compared with the previous season in 2022. But the level of concussions today, which have been averaging 216 per season, is significantly lower than the 2015 through 2017 baseline period, which showed 266 concussions per year. Said Dr. Sills, "Obviously, while concussion numbers are stable, we want to see them go down. We believe the game can continue to be made safer, and we're looking at how we can take the number of concussions and overall head impacts down even further." Here's another question for the NFL. Do artificial surfaces cause more football injuries than traditional grass fields? Well, the NFL shot that theory down with their own stats as well. Dr. Mackenzie Herzog, who's the NFL's analytics epidemiology director, said, quote, "We monitor the injury rate or the number of those injuries per game or the number of player plays on each field. This year, the injury rate on synthetic turf was virtually identical to the injury rate on grass or natural fields in the NFL regular season games." So in a nutshell, The NFL is saying that their game is getting slightly less dangerous than it was 10 years ago. Meanwhile, fans of the injury-prone and fast-fading 2-5 New Orleans Saints have noticed that our beloved black and gold team has been turning black and blue this year. Who dat keep beating up my Saints? The NFL says it's just plain buzzard's luck. I'm Swamp Swami.